Hi, I'm Donna Evans, and I live at 185 Stony Point Drive. And this is my first time to ever be at one of these meetings. But I was told something yesterday, and I thought, what better place to come and see if this is true? When I bought my house in 2008, and I was one of the first ones out there in Fieldstone, I was told that it was not a nightly rental development, would not be a nightly rental development. And I don't recall ever getting a letter or any kind of a legal thing telling me that it had been changed from anybody. So I'm just here to say, you know, that I bought the house after my husband died. I moved over here from Illinois. I lived on a 110-acre farm. You couldn't see a neighbor. If anybody was coming down my road, they either knew me or they were lost. And they turned around and they went out in a hurry when they saw the only way out was the way they had come in. I never had any fear when I lived there. My husband worked midnights. I was there by myself a lot, all night. But when I bought at Branson Creek, I bought because I thought it was going to be an upper-end development where there wouldn't be a lot of strangers coming and going, that I was going to know my neighbors. If I didn't know their name, I at least was going to know their vehicle and know them well enough to wave at them. I just want it to be known that I feel like that I've been lied to, or I've been led astray. And also, whenever I talk to this person, and I don't care to name names, when somebody tells me something, I take it to be true, because when I tell somebody something, what I'm saying is the truth. I was told by Stephanie Blevins, Stacy, just a day or two ago. I asked her what was going on about the nightly rentals. I said, how many of these nightly rentals that have been applied for have been granted? All of them. That's what I was told, all of them. And I was also told that the house values of those homes has gone up 15%. Now, if there's somebody here that can tell me that if any of that's true, I'd appreciate knowing it.
We don't know about that. We don't know what you were told.
I'm telling you what I was told.
Well, I believe you.
I'm telling you what
no,
I was told.
We don't know that.
No, and I'm sure if you went back to that person when they hear I said that.
I know there's been a lot of people lied to in this whole
situation. Yes, I've heard a lot of stuff on both sides.
That's right.
And I hadn't been here, but after I was told that, I decided it's time to come. Just to voice my opinion, and I think I'm on somebody else's list, and I don't need to speak again. I just want to make sure I had the chance to ask how many permits had been granted, to how many had been asked for.
You can contact our office.
And I guess I can check with certain real estate agencies to find out if the houses are up 15%.
I've heard that those real estate agencies will misrepresent the truth at times, too.
I've heard that, too. I sure have. And I didn't hardly believe it. But I'm one of these, I'm an old-fashioned person. I just believe. My husband always said, you're gullible, Donna. If they tell you something, you're going to believe it. So, anyway, that's my opinion.
Any questions for her?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Thank you.
You were pretty clear.
That concludes the public hearing on that project.
Okay. Can I get to speak?
Nope. Well, I forgot again, didn't I? Yes, you may.
Okay.
You got to watch me. I'm new at this.
Memory's the second thing to go.
Just a few things to clear up. You know, and if they bought their home and they were told it was not a nightly rental area, they really need to go back to the real estate agent or the developer. because all these other people that applied were told that they could. The barrier, we obviously know that's commercial property. A vacation rental is not commercial property if it's not full-time, particularly. You know, Mr. Billingsley comes up 4 to 6 times a year to stay in it himself. The no rent part, that you can't rent on your own in that contract, I don't allow Gary to rent on his own. He has to tell people if he has friends or anybody wants to rent, they have to go through me because I want the proper, you know, contracts and everything to protect him, to protect everybody, and to protect the neighbors. So that's why the no rent clause was in the one that he had with Fieldstone Bluffs. It was just while they were renting it. You know, they talk about guest complaints, and I guess this is the one thing that frustrates me, particularly now, since there's signage on the homes that are getting their permits. All they have to do is call. You know, nobody has, I've been renting down there for 3 or 4 years. I've not had one call. I'm in and out of that neighborhood 4 to 6 times a week, and my cleaner's in and out twice a week. They can, not during the, you know, off season, but most of the time, nobody has ever stopped me to say, you had this guest, there was this problem. Have never had that. Karen was upset about Mr. Billingsley saying about the lady, you know, and somebody coming to the door and somebody kind of getting nasty to them at the pool. He did not say that. I said that. And that was because my guests texted me and told me the whole situation. That's how I even found out there was anything going on in Branson Creek. It had been going on for a few weeks before my people texted me, and then I went to the HOA to see, you know, like, what's going on. But, you know, again, it's you shouldn't do a broad spread thing. Don't complain about everybody in the meeting. It's not the commission's fault. You guys have been so good to listen to all this and go through this week after week after week. Come to the person that can change it. You know, go to either the person that's managing the home or the person that owns the home. We have evict things in our contract. If they're not adhering to the contract, we can evict them, and I would do that, and they lose their money and they lose their stay. You know, obviously, piddly little things that you're going to say, well, they grilled outside. I mean, a normal family would do that. You know, there are normal times when you have a party at your house. You know, you have other people coming in. And I can see they probably had a lot of traffic during the, Gary actually stayed in the home because that was when the concept hearing was, but during the golf, you know, thing. Because I'm sure that they, the people that were working were renting the homes and having their families come in that. But again, if something happens at a home, instead of just getting angry, talk to the owner, talk to who's ever renting it. We'll fix it. And I know several of the other owners or agencies in that are renting, as soon as anybody said anything about a car in the driveway, we all send out letters to our guests, no cars in the driveway. You know, when they said, don't hang your towels, we're like, don't put towels anywhere. You know, we tried to comply. We want to be a good neighbor. But we have to have the feedback, not done in this fashion. But anyway, any questions on the...
I guess we're good.
Okay, thank you.
Could I ask her a question?
Yes.
Just a minute.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Seth.
Okay.
Come to the front.
Okay. I would just like to know if she ever goes out to her rentals and sees what goes on. Or
you
if she
ask
just.
Her. Don't you ask her.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's what I'd like to know is if anybody ever goes out to the rentals. If they do, they see this stuff going on.
Okay.
But yet they turn around and rent them again the next
week.
You'll
take a seat. We'll have her come back up, and I'll let her answer that.
So I can answer that. And I was thinking of something else I wanted to address, but I can't remember. I do. Yes. First of all, I'm there, obviously, when people aren't there. I inspect it every time somebody leaves and before anybody comes in. I'm there, if I don't have guests on Tuesday, I'm there Tuesday morning to put the garbage out and Tuesday evening to put the garbage back in. When my guests are there, I'm not there for every guest, but I do randomly stop in, knock on the door, talk to them for a few minutes, usually go on the inside. So, yes, I don't, you know, go every day, but I do visit.
All right, thank you. Anybody on the commission have anything they want to add or submit? The public hearing is closed on that. The next project is Lee's Secret Garden. Is he? There he is. I didn't see you. Case number 1718, Lee Secret Garden Vacation Rental, Dean Donette, representative and the applicant. Representative Dean Donette is seeking the Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit allowing for the nightly rental of an existing single-family residence. Address is 392 Blackwell Ferry, Kirbyville, Missouri. Everybody kind of have their bearings and location. We're over at Kirbyville now. Here's MM Highway. Down MM where Blackwell Ferry goes left. It's one of the first homes on the right. For some reason, the pictometry views were not very good. Here's a picture of the front. I'm just barely off Blackwell Ferry Road. Now I'm on the other side of the road. That's the backyard. Kind of the southwest corner of the yard.
I think so.
Yeah, and there's another picture of the southwest. I'm looking to the west. The home's on our right-hand side. That's the backyard looking north. Now I'm looking south from the entrance. The fence line's not too far from the left. It's all bushy and there's some buildings there. Per the assessor's information, the single family residence was constructed in 1982. Subject property is approximately 0.8 acres in size. You approved this for concept April 17th. Of course, we have our nightly rental definition. We have our maximum occupancy definition. And it received a score of -1 on the policy checklist. The property at 392 Blackwell Ferry Road is currently served by Taney County Water District Number 2 for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. Taney County planning staff did a site visit to check the on-site wastewater system, did not find any past or present failure of the current wastewater system. The area has a large gravel parking area to the south of the home, and the lot is surrounded by a 6 to 7 foot high privacy fence on two sides of the property, which are the west and south sides. The front north of the property has a 6 foot high privacy fence for the backyard area and a 4 foot high fence for the front yard between the property and Blackwell Ferry Road. There's a garage and a storage building on the east side of the property lot for privacy. The adjacent lot to the west is vacant, and the adjacent lots to the east and south are currently residential. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 1718, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and this should read compliance letters from Central Taney County Fire Protection District. A valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number shall be provided to the planning department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. 4, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 5, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 6, the residence located at 392 Blackwell Ferry Road shall accommodate or sleep no more than the maximum occupancy, which for nightly rental is 2 persons per dwelling unit plus 2 persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Central Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. The Lee Secret Garden Vacation Rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. Special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. The current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in the Taney County Planning Office. And 9, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
All right. You have anything you want to add?
Not really.
You got any questions?
If I can defer until after my neighbors speak and have any questions or anything.
There's a mobile to the south or something there. What is that?
I believe it's a mobile to the south.
How do they access that?
I believe they go past our property and there's an access.